Got together with the women who run with the Moose last week for our usual girls' night. Dottie was hosting. The menu consisted of a big salad, mac and cheese, and for dessert, leftover Halloween candy. We had a ton of it. And pumpkin spice martinis. Yowza. Have you ever noticed that kids just don't trick-or-treat like they used to? Well, it's probably hard to wear a helmet with a mask on. Because kids nowadays seem to do everything with a helmet on, don't they? Shirley made one of them kitty litter cakes for her Halloween party at work. What a hoot! Have you ever seen one? Well, check out Shirley's picture. Anyways, it's this cake you make in a kitty litter pan. Really, you melt miniature Tootsie Rolls, shape them to look like you know what, and put them on top. Then you serve it up with a litter scoop. Sounds mouthwatering, doesn't it? So Shirley's telling us about the party, and she says, I was going to dress up as Little Bo Peep, but since I was bringing the kitty litter cake, it come to me. I should go as a cat. Without skipping a beat, Dottie goes, then did you switch to regular-sized Tootsie Rolls? I swear, we almost peed our pants. We got laughing so hard. Wow, it's finally November. Are you as sick of this presidential campaign as I am? It always goes on too long, but this one has been especially grueling. But before we start planning who's bringing what for Thanksgiving and putting together Christmas lists, before that jolly old toboggan of holiday fun picks up speed and a few extra pounds, finally coming to a welcome stop January 2nd, get out there and vote. We're lucky to live in a country where we can. Anywho, that's what I'm doing tomorrow. Then I'm going to come home and plant some bulbs in the garden, planning for a happy, colorful spring. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.